Jess, she's a brilliant woman, and we were having one of those lovely catch-up chats, you know, when you haven't seen a friend in ages, and you've got the kettles constantly on, and you're putting the world to rights. It was one of those, and it was lovely. And we ended up talking, I don't know how we got onto this subject, but we ended up talking about how much toilet roll we use. I think I'd been bragging. And my boyfriend's round at mine, we can rattle through a 9-pack in a week. And she said to me, "You're using too much." I went, "What? Is there like a shortage?" And she went, "No, but you're using too much." And then she went, "Dry, wet, dry." I said, "What? Dry, wet, dry. Dry, use a bit of toilet roll. Wet, one of those moist toilet tissues." I don't know what that mime is. That's scary because I'm quite clearly doing somebody else's arse, aren't I? It's good to see I'm very thorough, though, isn't it? So that's wet, and then pat it dry with a bit of toilet roll. And I said, "You know what, I'm 36, I've been doing this a long time. How about I just stick to my usual way?" And she said, and I hope this is how she talks to her patients, she said, "Your arsehole will fall off." But you know, there are those times when you run out of toilet roll, and obviously the worst time to run out of toilet roll is when you really fucking need some toilet roll. Give us a cheer if you've ever used something else because you had to. Oh, quite a lot of you. What kind of things have you used? Shout out.
A sock.
Who's that? That? Give us a wave. Where you love, there you are. Happy as bloody Larry there, aren't you? Okay, so you used a sock. Did you do it like that? Ever glove puppet.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
So well done, pet. What else have we used? Shout out. What was that?
A shower head. Oh my God. Did you have to, like... Oh, did you have to paw your cheeks?
Oh, my God. Was that in your own shower? Was it in your own shower?
Oh, that's all right, then. Good. Just, I didn't know. Oh, no, it was just at my friend's. Oh, he's here. Oh, hiya.
Didn't tell you about this, did I? So we've got a sock and a shower head. What are they?
Spare
pants. Somebody who said spare pants. Somebody here, that's a good answer. It's another good reason to carry spare pants. What was the fella over here?
Sandpaper.
Do we believe him?
No. No.
Is it... What was that, love? You were on the beach. And the, what? And that's where... I know that's where sand comes from, but... I don't know if there are many DIY places on the beach.
Oh, you know that beach that's got all those B&Qs?
Any other things we've used?
Your hand.
Any others?
What was that? Your boss's performance review. High five, fella. Well done. Excellent, excellent work.
It was a lady the other day, and I used the term lady as loosely as it's possible to use it, said that she had used a sandwich. I don't know about you lot, but I can't eat Nutella anymore. You told me yours, I'll tell you mine. When it happened to me, I was in my flat, and I thought, sort of thinking about the other rooms, visualising the other rooms, thinking, what on earth could I use? Never been posh enough for kitchen roll, but I've always had tissues in. But I had run out of tissues at the same time, and I was thinking, sod's law, what on earth could I use? And then I remembered that I'd recently treated myself to some flash wipes. Yes, it stung. Yes, it was very lemony. It was also the cleanest I've ever felt. And to be fair, the advert does say that they're for stubborn rings, so... I did a show in Belfast and a fella shouted out an answer, but I couldn't quite. He sort of, it was just a noise because he had such a strong accent, I could just make out a noise. I just heard wah wah, that's all I heard, wah wah. And I said, "What, well, you wiped your arse on a werewolf, did you, love?" Turned out what he actually used was wire wool. I think I'd rather take my chances with a fucking werewolf. Hello, it's Sarah Lillick.
A test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
I would be alive if I were to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Pray to set the night on fire. Time to hesitate is still. Now time to wallow in the mire. Kinda we can only lose, and I love to come out funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. The pain is set the night on fire. Oh, late is through. The time to wallow in the mire. China, we can only lose. And I love to come off funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Hey, let's hit the night on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. There you go. That was The Doors from Light My Fire from the Isle of Wight back in 1970. I would have made the gig. Only I was a year old at the time. So I don't think I would have been able to, you know, get myself together to go. I don't think I had the money. That's probably what it was. Anyway, you're listening to your favourite or your worst nightmare. Liam Burke on The Liam Burke Show for another week of your music. And as I said, that one was from the Isle of Wight. Jim Morrison, it was Robbie Krieger that wrote the song, and Jim Morrison said that he didn't want that song to define them, and a lot of different gigs they didn't play it, and they were hunted back on stage to play it because it was one of the favourites. It's a song that defines them, but isn't that the way with a lot of their songs that defines them? Light My Fire anyway. And also, when they were playing on the Ed Sullivan Show, which was a live show, they went out live and he promised he wouldn't say Girl Couldn't Get Much Higher. And of course he did say it. And they were never back on the Ed Sullivan Show ever again. There you go, a little bit of trivia or a little bit of nonsense, whatever you want. Now, what have I got for you? I have this guy and my good friend Mr. Tony Smith kind of posted about this on Facebook the other day, this guy, and I said I'd give it a listen, and it's cracking tune. It's by a guy called Connor Kavanagh. He's from Meath, and it says, if Springsteen style guitar driven pop rock and powerful vocal is your thing, then hit the play button. And this is Connor Kavanagh with a track called Stranger. We'll be right back. There you go, Mr. Conor Kavanagh and Stranger. Check it out on YouTube, or you can get them on Spotify as well, which a lot of people are hitting up, and it's fantastic. Go check it out. You can put your stuff on it. Now, we have a couple of albums that have been playing since the start of last week, and this one from Mr. Paul McCann is from Alter Ego, and it is a track called World Keeps Turning Around. There you go, Mr. Paul McCann from the album Alter Ego, World Keeps Turning Around. Go check it out on Spotify. It's absolutely brilliant. Oh, it's having another go. Go check it out on Spotify. It's absolutely fantastic. It's something for everyone right there in the album Alter Ego. Go check it out. Fantastic. Now, remember, I played these a long while back because Piers Hardy told me all about them and I went and played them. But they do a lot of work for films of the nature of Vikings, and they do it for I think Game of Thrones, and they do it for Star Wars and all that kind of stuff. Here's The Who with, I'm going to try and get this right, it's called Bailigi. I hope I got it right. If not, I just butchered it. Anyway, here is The Who.
Ханга бидэнд харамгүй хишгэ хайрлаа. Ангийн маш шүүсэй мэлаж, сэтгэл сэрэгтэл хуур дадсуу.
Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you. Damn right.
Keep on rocking. Keep on rolling. Know, my friend, that you are not alone. Keep on rocking. Keep on rolling. Keep on trying to light the way back. Way back home. I wanna wait in your water. Wanna sail on your sea. Wanna try to get back to sweet old used to be. Gotta keep on rocking. Keep on rolling. Know, my friend, that you are not alone. Keep on rocking. Keep on rolling. Keep on trying to light the way back. The way back. Cross again. No, I can't wait until then. Take me home, Mr. Saxman. Keep on rolling. Know, my friend, that you are not alone. Keep on rocking. Keep on rolling. Keep on trying to light the way back. Keep on searching for the seven. Keep on searching for the seven. Keep on searching for the seven. Keep on searching for the seven.
There you go, Mr. Paddy Goodwin and the Holy Ghost and the Church. From the Church of the Here and Now, that was Keep On Rocking. Loads of great tunes out there at the minute, and it's great that I'm able to play them. That's on Spotify as well, if you want to have a look at it and see what's... listen to the whole album yourself. But I'll play them over the next couple of weeks. That's fantastic. So, what else have I got for you? Yes, yes, and The Who before that. Now, I've got... what have I got? Oh, yeah. I've got this one. This one from Steve Miller Band. And it's a good one. It's Space Cowboy.
I told you about living in the U.S. of A. Don't you know that I'm a gangster of love? Let me tell you people that I found a new way. Tired of all this talk about love, and the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad.
keep on changing, so I'm keeping on top of every fat cat who walks through my door. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Rock, and I've been traveling through space since the moment I first realized what all you fast-talking cats would do if you could. You know I'm ready for the final surprise. There ain't no way around it, ain't nothing to say that's gonna satisfy my soul deep inside. All the prayers and surveyors keep the whole place uptight while it keeps on getting darker outside. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Yeah, there you go. That was the Steve Miller Band and Space Cowboy on the Liam Burke Show. Now, what else have I got for you? Oh, yeah, more. This time around, more comedy. And I've got it from Mae Martin with My Worst Breakup. We've all had these. Anyway, here we go, Mae Martin.
Hi, guys. This is so exciting, right? Is everybody good? Does everybody have a good childhood? It's 2015. I'm feeling good. It's 2015. This year, I just want to shine bright like a diamond this year. It's all I want. But I feel I'm in a weird year. I just got out of a long-term relash. Thanks for your sympathy. No, it was a 5-year relash. I was in a long-term. I was engaged. I was going to get married. Thank you. Finally, somebody gives a shit. But I feel like the first sign that you're not mature enough to get married is you're abbreviating relationship to relash. But we broke up in December. But yeah, I thought my parents are really worried about me. My parents, Wendy and James. Give it up for Wendy and James, guys. They're the best, guys. But they're really, I visited them. I'm from Toronto, but I live in England. And I visited them on the way here. They're extremely concerned. My mom is always worried anyway. That's just her state of mind. Like the sentence, for real, that she says more than any other sentence in the English language is just, oh my God. That's her level of stress for everything. Oh my God. I'm constantly on the phone to her in England and she's like, how's the weather in London? And I'm like, oh, it's fine actually. It's pretty nice. It's a bit muggy. Oh my God. You're gonna get spores in your lungs. That's what she thinks. She's very worried about me being single. She's very concerned. And I was engaged to a woman. You'll be shocked to hear. But she, very sneakily, my mom, last time I visited, she broached the subject. And she was like, we're all very sad. But have you thought about switching it up? She was like, but I was like, okay, first of all, sneaky, Wendy. But also, like, sure, yeah, like, I do, I really like men. I've dated an eclectic group of very lucky men. I went out with this guy when I was 13 called Ian Peach. Do you guys know Ian Peach? Wait, seriously? Wait, you do?
Yeah, from Toronto.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? My stomach just fell out through my vagina from fear. Oh my God, we'll talk later. When I was about 13, we went out for 6 months. I think we only hung out like twice. But we were in love. And Ian Peach, he broke up with me on speakerphone while all of his friends listened and they were all laughing. Thank you. 90% of you are like, yeah, fine. That seems normal. That's how we break up with people. No, it was the harshest breakup. And he was playing our song over speakerphone. He was playing, he got a CD player and was playing our song, which was Aerosmith's Don't Wanna Miss a Thing. That was our song because we slow danced to it at a party and he got a semi. So that was our song. And I'm very proud of that fact. And he was like, look, I don't think we should see each other anymore. And then I hear these peals of laughter and I realized like his whole class was listening. I'm over it now. You can tell him I'm over it. Like I never even talk about it publicly. But I was doing an interview in England for a magazine and the structure of the interview was 10 rapid fire questions. And they were like, it's going to be fun. It's word association. Just say the first thing that comes into your mind. And so we're going through the things and it's easy stuff. Like what's your favorite thing about England? Who's your favorite Spice Girl? Rapid fire. And we get to the final question. They're like, last question, rapid fire. Why are you gay? As a rapid fire question, God. And I was like, panicking. And I think if I'd had any time to think about it, I would have gone away and come up with something vaguely progressive. Like, I think labels can be divisive and I don't feel the need to identify as anything other than a human being. But I, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, but I panicked. And I said, maybe Ian Peach in grade 9. It was the first thing that came to my mind was his face. And the worst part is, and I wish I'd written this. You can Google the interview. I'm on record now for the rest of my life as saying, in answer to the question, why are you gay? They've quoted me, they've misquoted me, and they've put, maybe eating a peach in grade 9. It's the worst misquote of all time. It's the absolute worst. And then the worst part is that my mom, Wendy, has a Google alert set up. You know, you can set up on Google an alert where if keywords come up, you get an email. So my mom has one set up with my name. So Wendy got an email with that interview, and then I got a phone call like, oh my God. She's like, is it true? She was like, I don't understand. We gave your brother the same peaches. You guys have been so nice. I've been Mae Martin. Have a good day.
this is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this ODB, Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit, Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
Liam Burke, go.
Tensions lie in pieces on the floor because that train don't go there anymore. No, that train don't go there anymore. Well, last bus left about an hour ago, and I'm wasted in the wind, and tasting bitter snow, and I'm trying to get to the place where I want to go, but that train don't go there anymore. No, that train don't go there anymore. And you're stranded in a castle with a ramparts in the moat, and the last remaining sentry, he's just given up the ghost, 'cause he's not sure which god that he's been fighting for. And that train don't go there anymore. No, that train don't go there anymore. Pleasure, you can choose a life of pain, but the road that you were walking, you will never walk again. You better grab a hold of something, make your life worth living for, 'cause that train don't go there anymore. No, that train don't go there anymore. Looking out my window, and the devil's kicking at my door, and all the bad intentions lying pieces on my floor, 'cause that train don't go there anymore. No, that train don't go there anymore. No, that train don't go there anymore. No, that train don't go there.
Yeah, there you go. That's Paddy Goodwin and the Holy Ghosts from the Church of the Here and Now on Spotify. And that train, go check it out. You won't be disappointed. Jeez, it's great to have so many local and fantastic artists around, which is just unreal, unreal. You're listening to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show. And we still want more from Mr. Paul McCann to come up on later on this week. Anyway, for now, we've got Poison with Fallen Angel.
Out into the city streets.
Oh yeah, the hair, the makeup, the whole lot. Real 80s style. And that's Poison and Fallen Angel. And now I'm going to go back to the 1970s this time. Back to 70, what we had, 53 years ago again. Same time as the Doors playing in the Isle of Wight. And here is UFO with Boogie.
Hier ist ein sogenannter Diskothekenknüller, UFO mit Boogie. We'll be right back.
Yeah, there you go. That's a UFO and Boogie on the Liam Burke Show. One more track before we get out of Dodge. And it's another track from Paul McCann and Altered Ego. And this time around, I've got for you Call of the Dogs. Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show. Till next week, take it easy and check out these albums. The House of the Here and Now by Mr. Paddy Goodwin and the Holy Ghost, and Alter Ego by Mr. Paul McCann, all on Spotify. You can sit down and listen to them over and over again. Anyway, till next week, Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show. Take it easy. See you all soon. Stay safe.
Phenomenon. We must believe.